This hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. Istanbul's 6th century Hagia Sophia is being turned back into a mosque.
Change is coming for Hagia Sophia, which has endured since the 6th century. It has now been placed under the control of Turkey's Religious Affairs Directorate and will open for Muslim prayers probably next week, according to a government spokesman. While this will be a popular move with conservative religious supporters of Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, it has been criticised by Turkey's most famous writer, the Nobel Prize winner Orhan Pamuk. He told the BBC that millions of secular Turks will be crying about the decision.
BBC correspondent Orla Garin reporting. A Turkish high court annulled a 1934 decision that had made the religious landmark a museum. It had originally been an Orthodox Christian church before the Ottoman Empire turned it into a mosque. Disney World in Florida is reopening with some restrictions. Oscar Wells Gabriel reports the Disney experience will be somewhat different as it reopens because of coronavirus concerns.
You just won't be able to saunter in to see the Magic Kingdom or the Animal Kingdom once it opens. Entry is by reservation only. If you're running a temperature, forget it. Workers and visitors both will have to be checked for fever at the gate. Visitors cannot skip between parks, at least for now, and there'll be no up-close cuddling with Mickey, Minnie, or Donald. Such sessions with characters are now barred. Also, fireworks shows and parades have been spiked for fear that they would draw too many people into close quarters. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen is back in the same federal prison he was in before the coronavirus pandemic prompted his early release. He was rearrested after refusing to wear an ankle monitor during home confinement. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A national coalition of...
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at Second Amendment guns.com/memberships.
Optimized performance, enhanced capability, and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's 4:04. This is a KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. More layoffs could be ahead for Las Vegas hotel casino workers. Several properties have sent notice directly to its workers, part of the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, which is meant to give employees some notice before major layoffs. Treasure Island gave notice to its employees June 14th that said that 414 employees could be laid off on August 14th. Sahara Las Vegas told its workers on June 19th it could start laying off workers effective September 18th. Circus Circus is suing its insurance company, saying it refused to cover losses connected to the coronavirus pandemic. The lawsuit contends AIG sold a hotel casino an all-risks policy that should include losses from the pandemic because COVID-19 was not excluded under that policy. Back in May, another Phil Ruffin-owned property, Treasure Island, filed a similar lawsuit against affiliated FM Insurance. The Silver State remains in Phase 2 on its roadmap to recovery, at least until the end of July. The latest directive from Governor Sisolak extended the Phase 2 guidelines for another month. The number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Nevada stands at 24,904, with 571 deaths.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Get a crash in that transition ramp as you leave the 215 to go Interstate 15 northbound there at Sunset. Also, we're getting some heavy volumes there on the Beltway, 215 westbound. That is at Green Valley, and 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Kevin Wall is next.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday. And, of course, Fridays means Rico Aller, our eyes and ears in northern Nevada, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building in Mound House on 50 Highway East. Rico, first of all, how was your week? How was business, by the way?
Business is booming. We're busy as bees, both locations, California and Carson City. Yep.
And does that mean you're still hiring?
Oh, yeah. We hired a couple new guys this week. Yeah.
Isn't that good? You're creating jobs? You're creating revenue?
I love it.
No, that is absolutely incredible. You saw what the governor did overnight with closing down bars and essentially taking out one major cog of revenue for the state. And he did this. The criteria he used was average number of tests per day, case rate, and test positivity. And if you scored a high in two of the three, your bars are closed. What do you make of this from the governor? And just another power play. Do you think people will buy this?
I don't know if they will or not, but I think it's kind of a little bit amusing in one way, in that people go to bars specifically for the purpose of ingesting toxins.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I think it needs to be left alone. I mean, he needs to open the state up and let this thing take its course. The cost in human lives to COVID will be high, but the cost of what we're doing is high. And, you know, I'm very, I'm just tired of it. I think it needs to end.
The governor yesterday in his news conference last night sounded defensive. He sounded as if he was being put upon by lobbyists relative to the budget, the special session, and that what's being done is I think he termed it unfair to him and to his department heads who are having to craft a budget. What do you make of this whole special session? It was supposed to be just one, then it became three subjects. Now it's become something like eight different subject matter is going to be taken up by the legislature, and all because they've got $1.2 billion in deficit. Is the governor taking the right approach?
I don't think so. I think he's a typical leftist. And, you know, to his response to the public, I would just say, wham, wham, wham. You chose to be the governor of a state. Take it like a man. Don't be a wimp about it. And it's frustrating. It's very, very frustrating to me to see all of these people committing suicide, people dying of heart attacks, people not able to get their cancer treatments, or being afraid to go in because of COVID. And there's a real cost in lives on the other side of this equation, and not to mention the economic loss.
I'll let you hear the governor. This was last night, his news conference. Let's go to cut two real quick. This is the governor sounding a little bit, well, shall we say, exasperated, talking about Dieter, the Dieter dilemma, and the whole nonsense with the budget and the budget shortfall. This was the governor last night. Cut two. Here we go.
I understand people's frustration. I'm frustrated. The judge said he doesn't want good, he doesn't want great, he wants iconic. At the same time, and it's important that the media point this out to people, we are bound by certain federal guidelines and rules. We have to follow those. If I don't follow the guidelines that the Department of Labor puts out, I will put the entire system and everybody's funds in jeopardy. They can come in and say, you didn't screen people, you didn't vet them, you're cut off, and you got to pay us back. Now, if I were to do that and just pay everybody, I'm going to be getting the same criticism. People are going to say, why'd you do that to us for, Governor? Everything was going fine. We are working with the situation as best we possibly can. We're adding more people. We're adding more technology. I know people are frustrated. I appreciate that, and I know they say that's not enough. My apology isn't enough. I don't have any more to give.
He doesn't have any more to give. The governor sounded very defensive. What did you think of his comments?
Boy, it does sound that way to me. Very, I think the word you used was exasperated.
Exasperated.
I think that's a good term. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that a state cannot truly declare bankruptcy. It can become insolvent, but they can't declare bankruptcy. And then essentially that becomes how that insolvency is handled, goes into the hands of the courts. So, they don't have very many choices. They got to get this economy open back up so they can start generating revenue. And I think they've made quite a few significant cuts in areas where they can, but they're going to try to raise taxes. Have you heard any news on that front?
No, nothing. Although the governor did talk about that whole. In fact, let me let you hear Steve Sisolak. This is cut one. As he cries foul about the criticism of him and his administration when it comes to this budget and the budget shortfall and the possibility of new taxes, here it is.
I've received criticism that I'm not leading enough to raise revenue and to deal with the budget situation, I guess. I don't get to sleep a lot anymore. I don't get to rest a lot anymore. And when I do try to sleep, it's not been very sound sleep. These decisions are weighing very, very heavily on me. I will reiterate what I said in six different interviews yesterday. I'm happy to look at revenue sources, but I am not naive. It takes a Republican vote in the Senate to say they support revenue increases. And I'm willing to listen. They all have my phone number. Nobody has called since this has been brought up. Nobody has come and said, here's my proposal to raise more revenue. I have to be realistic. We couldn't raise revenue in the last session. Raising in a special session is not going to be any easier. If anybody in the Republican Senate side wants to raise their hand and say, here I am, Governor, I'm supporting revenue increases, let's talk, we can have a much broader discussion. I haven't seen that hand go up. So I'm hopeful that it will, but I will leave that to the legislature to make that call. I mean, we spent a long time, and I got a compliment here, and I'm going to say something that... I'm going to say it anyway. I've got cabinet heads, department heads going over the legislature, and they're getting beat up. I'm expected to get beat up. I ran for this job. I'm getting criticized every single day. No matter what I do, I get that. They'll cute posts and comments that people make. My staff and my cabinet heads don't deserve that. I mean, they are working overtime. They're working as hard as is humanly possible, and they are consistently criticized. That's not fair.
Okay. The buck obviously doesn't stop with Governor Sisolak.
No, apparently not.
Tell me, don't look at the words, but just look at the tone. What'd you think about what the governor was doing?
It sounds a lot like whining and trying to get people to feel sorry for him. I mean, that's what came off to me. I don't think it was very professional. I don't think it's professional to do that as a governor. You should present the case, say, this is what we're doing. Here's what we need to do next, and move on. And that's not what's happening. You know, the revenue loss, the state was doing fantastic, you know, before this happened. The entire national economy was booming. California was booming as well. And then the way it's been responded to by different governors in different places is very telling, in my opinion. Florida and Texas have handled it completely differently from California and New York, you know. And I wish that we had, you know, Nevada had followed the Florida model and kept jobs open, because now they're going to have some terrible, terrible budget problems in California and Nevada.
Wow. Wow. More coming up with Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House, that big, beautiful blue building out on 50 Highway East. More to come. We'll talk about what's going on around the nation. There's talk of maybe a commutation of a sentence for Roger Stone being at least looked at by the president. We'll talk about that. Also, the president had an appearance tomorrow in New Hampshire, canceled because of, what is it, Tropical Storm Fay. And this was going to be an outdoor adventure. Well, it looks like it's not going to happen tomorrow. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Rico Waller coming up with another segment on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
In January of 2017, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
And within 24 hours of that diagnosis, we found ourselves here in Memphis at St. Jude. They knew what they were doing. They knew how they were going to treat her. They laid out this elaborate plan.
We didn't know what the future was, or if there even was a future. But with St. Jude, there was.
Not that long ago, the survival rate was 4%. 4%. But through the work and research that St. Jude does, that's now 94%. And you know how that got done? It's through donations. By people getting behind this mission that no child dies in the dawn of life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Seven counties are having bars closed down. Clark, Elko, Humboldt, Lander County, Lyon, Nye, and Washoe. And obviously this is going to be a huge impact on Southern Nevada, but I want to find out, get kind of the Northern Nevada perspective, because there are folks up there that feel like they're doing a pretty good job, and yet they're being punished. Rico Aller joining us, as he does every Friday. And tell me what this will mean in Northern Nevada when you've got a number of these counties, Washoe, et cetera. Is it going to impact them all that much? Is it going to be just a dent in the economy up there?
I think it's going to be really hard on those specific businesses. It's going to be terrible for them. And there's going to be people that are going to lose their jobs. People are going to lose their businesses over it, I think. We did so much better job in Northern Nevada. Obviously, people are taking this more seriously in Northern Nevada. And we're practicing social distancing, wearing masks, doing all the things that they know to do, washing their hands, doing all those things pretty darn well. And, you know, the culture's changed. You know, we're not in the vulnerable place we were when this all started, because now everyone is aware of it. Everyone is conscious of it. And people are taking precautions to be very, very careful as they go out on the town. And, you know, when you shut down a bar, you're harming food service too. You're harming a lot of other things, because people like to go out, sit and have a few drinks and have dinner, and sometimes at the bar, and they're not going to be able to do that. And I just think this has gone too far. I love what you called Sisolak last time, the headmaster in chief.
Oh no, but it's true though. I mean, he's treating us like a bunch of kids, like a bunch of 7-year-olds.
Like a bunch of children. You know, life is filled with risk. You know, every day in America, 8,500 people die of something. Every single day. And you know, you can't forestall that. You could be cautious and careful. We all want to live as long as we can. We want to have healthy lives. We want to spend time with our family and our children. But this has just gone to the limit. It's just too much of it. It's at some point we have to bite the bullet and say, you know what? There are going to be people who are going to die from COVID, but there are people dying because of the precautions we're taking against COVID by shutting down businesses and closing our economies. And at some point, the grown-ups have to run the show.
Let me ask you about schools reopening, because down here, the Clark County School District just voted last night. In fact, 11:20 last night, they voted to reopen the schools on August 24th, with a caveat that if the surge in coronavirus cases continues, that maybe they'll rethink this. We're not really sure. They're talking about this so-called hybrid thing of going in brick-and-mortar schools for 2 days a week and for 3 days a week operating online in a virtual setting. Do the kids need to be in the classroom? Do they need to have butts in the seats?
Yeah, they do. They do, and the American Pediatric Association has iterated that and reiterated that repeatedly. And it's very, very important. And by the way, every family that has children in the school system, one of those parents has to stay home with the kids and can't work. And that's going to harm the economy, and it's put a tremendous amount of stress on husbands and wives in their relationships, and with children and their relationship to the parents. You know, when you're cooped up all day long, every single day with, you know, let's just pick a 13-year-old girl, just because I remember mine when she was 13. I think it might have been a murder-suicide before it was over. You know, that's really, really hard, and you need time to be away, and you need to work productively to have value in your life. It's very, very important for grown-ups to earn a living and take pride in that.
As far as the idea of virtual learning, is it because I keep hearing from more and more people, both educators and parents, that you want to talk about a lost experience. The 2 or 3 months that kids spent at home with online learning or long distance education, that kind of thing, was worthless. And the kids didn't learn. And in fact, a lot of them did what they called the COVID-19 slide.
Yeah, they regressed. I have one of my associates in my business is named Eduardo Ramirez, and he runs my San Andreas operation. And his wife is also gainfully employed. One of them each day has to stay home with their 4 children, because when they're online doing their classwork, the parent has to be there, physically there, so the teacher can validate that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, that's just got to be frustrating to no end for parents all across the country that are having to go through that. Now the idea of doing the hybrid system, I don't mind that. I think that's a good, that could be a good in-between decision. However, it doesn't solve the problem of the parents not being able to go to work.
No, it doesn't. And in essence, it ties up not only the child, but it ties up the parent, and that's flat out wrong. Can you stay with us one more segment?
Sure, Kevin. You betcha.
Thank you. Because last week you were going to throw another shrimp on the Barbie, and I understand that. You were doing burgers.
Yeah,
and, you
know. I had to get back to that. I had that grill going, man.
I know. More to come with Rico Waller. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Well, we're going to talk about the president and what's going on with the campaign. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, as we approach 4:30 on a Friday afternoon, there is a crash to look out for on that transition ramp as you leave the 215 to go Interstate 15 north. at sunset. It's on the right side. There's not a lot of space in there, so you're going to want to stay to the left there on that transition ramp.